intelligent with an astonishing graspfulness and penetrating intuition. I had great poetic strengths, which were under the control of a sharp and critical common sense. Owing to this latter quality, I was completely unsuggestible.
Just a minute. That's where you faint. I thought.
Yeah, Mike, that's where I faint. I did write this thing.
So you do know this thing, too?
Yes. I wrote this opera, so this is what I know.
Yeah, I know, too. This is where you push the couch, right? Don't
forget the couch. Forget the couch! Christ. Let's just try from the top once more.
Okay, let's get her done!
Really? You're gonna say that about this?
What about what? You mean let's...
Let's get her done.
You don't want to rehearse?
Get her done? Have you even read the libretto I wrote, Mike?
I practiced my part, sure.
We're talking about Bertha Pappenheim here.
I know, the original Anna O.
That's right, Mike. Original Anna O! Hello!
The original Anna O, named Bertha Pappenheim in real life, was a patient of Joseph Breuer, who was one of Sigmund Freud's earlier collaborators. She came to Breuer suffering from an array of hysteric symptoms, including severe coughing, paralysis, hallucinations, and temporary impairment of her vision, hearing, and speech. At a certain point in the treatment, she refused to continue to be hypnotized, deciding that she would simply talk directly to Breuer instead, saying anything that came into her head. In essence, then, Bertha Pappenheim invented the practice of free association that subsequently became central to the talking cure of psychoanalysis. Breuer claimed that later on, Bertha unfortunately fell in love with him and developed a hysteric pregnancy, claiming that she was going to have his baby. It was at this point that Breuer cut off treatment, sending Bertha to an asylum, and going on vacation with his wife.
We're talking about a markedly intelligent woman here, with an astonishingly quick grasp of things and penetrating intuition. She had great poetic strengths, which were under the control of a sharp, critical common sense. That was not the opera.
That was real.
Carry on from where we left off, okay? Good. I began coughing for the first time when once, as I was sitting at my father's bedside, I had heard the sound of dance music coming from a neighboring house and felt a sudden wish to be there and was overcome with self-reproach. Thereafter, pressure throughout the whole length of my illness, I reacted to any markedly rhythmical music with a...
tussis nervosa.
Should be finished by the anniversary of the day on which I was moved into the country. At the beginning of June, I entered into the so-called talking cure with the greatest energy. On the last day, by help of rearranging the room so as to resemble my father's sick room, I reproduced the terrifying hallucination that I have described above and which constituted the ruin.
Why not E?
Except after C.
Cease reading now. Bin it. Another mad woman to contend with?
And just as well that she wasn't cured.
So better off mad.
If I made him in a major figure in the women's suffrage.
Total loony.
A published author.
Totally nuts.
The founder of the League of Jewish Women.
Woof, woof, woof. Barking, barking mad. Bertha, author, activist. How very, very sad.
Big,
very
Mike
sad.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Sad,
ladies
sad.
That men will fuck them up.
Touchy, touchy Elise thinks she's Anna O. Stop the reading, learn the notes. Come.
Big men just do. Oh,
opens up his trash hole mouth, sings his dum dum tune. Girly singer feels every little thing, except the basic point right now is we are here now to sing.
Now, Bertha, what letter never written was?
No trace, no mark, no script, no truth.
So, Joseph Breuer told Freud that Bertha had fallen in love with him.
God, men.
So men are gods, Bertha.
To women, men, like gods, are fate. They use us for their sport.
But there was naught to any of it.
For women are a zero.
What?
A null, a naught, a zero, oh!
So...
Wow, you're just like Breuer, Mike.
It's my part. It's an opera. It's not real.
Oh?
No.
Joseph Breuer told Sigmund that Bertha had fallen in love with him. And developed a hysterical pregnancy. Joseph Breuer told Sigmund that Bertha had fallen in love with him and developed a hysterical pregnancy.
That Breuer cut off treatment and sent Bertha to an asylum and went on vacation with his wife.
It's my part. It's an opera. It's not real. Let's get her done.
What?
Let's do this.
What?
This. That's what.
What's this for?
Because.
That's what.
Exactly.
Right.
But seriously.
What?
You asked for that.
For what?
You know.
Know what?
What?
Yeah, what's what?
What's what? What's coming to you? Like that.
Like that?
That's what. Okay, let's get her done.
What?
Let's do this.
What?
This.
What's this for?
Because.
This.
Exactly.
Right.
But seriously. like that.
Like that. It needs to be sadder. Let's do it again. Right, here I go. Slow your roll, slow your roll. Take my picture, put it in you till they dig me alone. If you break down on me, I'm taking your clothes. Since you sweet talked the dream, my body will
That's evident.
That's a what?
You're sick. That's evident. Don't you agree?
Agree that it's evident.
You're sick. That's what's evident.
That's sick.
Not that. That's not sick. That's fact. Not that, dear. This here.
Come here.
There, there.
Never.
Joseph tries to lie Bertha down to hypnotize her. He gets out the watch. She resists.
There.
Never. Go there again.
So admit it once.
I was...
Last night?
Last night? With you?
With me? Last night? No, no, indeed. You did your deed with someone else last night.
No, last night I was alone.
And that explains why now you're sick.
No.
No tipsy little flirty time.
No, no.
No drinky, slurpy, kissy, dirty, slutty time for Bertha now.
No.
Watch it fade away.
No. No.
No. Bertha, no. Come, come. It's time.
No time.
It's time, my love. Just watch.
No, no, no. No time.
My love.
No time.
No time.
No time.
That's right. It's time.
No time.
It's time.
No.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time, my dear, to go
away.
yes, that's, well, actually, that's a no. So let's get this right. Actually, no, you drank so much, always out of it, you. I mean, Elise, man, you were always out of it. So out of it.
Out of it? Out of it? Like, out of what? What? Yes, that's a what! What? I mean, nothing. Like, nothing back then.
When things were grand.
And the leaving was easy. Fish were jumping. And the cotton was high. What was there to get out of? If I was so out of it, I mean, nothing, like nothing back then.
When things were grand.
Yes, little boo-boo. When things were grand. And nothing was normal or conservative or boring or bourgeois or conventional or unexciting or by rote.
We never phoned it in.
Nope. We never phoned it in. They were grand times. Good times.
Good times. Good times. Good looking.
Dein Vati ist reich.
Und dein Mami ist gut aussehen.
Who'd want to leave that?
Not me.
Me neither. I mean, not me either. Like, neither. I mean, either. Fuck. I mean, like, definitely not me.
No siree.
No way, madam. No way.
Who are you calling madam?
Mike. You're wearing a dress.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Man, you can't get out of it.
The dress?
The dress. Yes, the dress, Mike. You never could get out of it.
Sure, won't deny it. Love wearing this dress. Who the fuck wouldn't? Except couldn't get out of it, you, Elise. I mean, Elise, man, you were always out of it. So out of it.
But what the hell was there to get out of? I mean,
nothing was normal or conservative or boring or conventional or dull or unexciting or by rote.
That's right. It was the best place to be. They were the best of times. What the hell was there to get out of?
I don't know. Your clothes, I guess.
Oh, fuck right off.
I mean, by the time you got your shit together, at least actually to get into a fucking outfit.
I wore fucking outfits.
Yeah, a fucking outfit. By the time you'd got your tight ass into a fucking outfit, you were usually so goddamn fucking drunk, you were then trying to get out of it again. As I say, you were always out of it.
Which is better, I guess, than being too into it.
And what's wrong with being too into having a fantastic fucking time, eh?
Yeah, I know. They were great times. I was into them, too.
You were too drunk to know what was going on, Elise.
We all drank a lot.
We drank so much.
Cheers.
Cheers. You're not gonna see me cry. I'm not that kind of guy. I've been to sea before, I've been to sea before. I'm not gonna be your wife. I'm not that kind of guy. You can't pretend to know me better than I know myself. You don't have to wait up for me, just get it up for me. You don't have to wait up for me, just get it up for me. Really, what?
There. 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 My poor little baby.
Don't treat me like a child.
Back there. Way back when.
Back where? When? What did I do?
Nowhere, Mike. Nowhere.
I did nowhere?
Nothing.
I did nothing? When?
each other. It's what they're supposed to do. Why do mothers take care of their children when they don't do what they're supposed to? I'm not a poet, I'm not a poet. What am I supposed to do? I'm not a poet, I'm not a poet. There's nothing inside of me. Scene 5.
Silver candle snuffer lying beside it.
Of having
it
two selves, a real one,
would be
and
permissible
an evil
if she
one,
were
which
to
forced
her
to behave badly.
Oh,
oh
yes.
Yes,
the candle snuffer said in a patronizing tone.
Go ahead and tell us.
It won't, after all, be very much. No, it's not. Nor is it particularly cheerful, the little doll replied in a somewhat louder voice.
Little Katie clasped me tightly, and I could plainly feel how her little body grew more and more feverish, how she anxiously tossed in bed, and how she was wheezing, and her breaths became shorter. It is terrible to be nothing more than a mere doll in a sick bed, filled with best intentions, yet unable to help at all. Within the few hours I had known the child, I had grown to love her. And it hurt deeply when I realized that she would never play with me merrily, that I had been the last joy which her mother could buy amongst sacrifices.
Scene 6. At the time I got pregnant, I was 21 years old. I was markedly resilient, with a quick grasp of what would be required of me. From the very first moment I knew little Katie was growing inside me, I had great love for her.
At a certain
but I was well aware that I would need
little
keep my wits
she
about.
She must have been 23 or something.
Breuer,
well,
of course,
she claimed
was the father,
that she was pregnant.
But he would prove utterly incompetent.
You know, I'm a doctor for Christ's sake, and I could see what extraordinary madness. For Bertha was no idiot, no indeed, no idiot. Yes, with what virtuosic sickness she would attempt to trap me. She claimed I was the father, me, the father. As if I would be attracted to Rumpy Pumpy with such a loony intellectual. Really, really. Women have such notions. Of course she's not, you idiots. This is an opera, for Christ's sake. It's not real.
Carry on from here alone. You understand, my dears. Thank you. Thank you really so very much. You both have been so very brave, so very kind to Bertha. I could not have done all this, really. It would have been impossible. If it had not been for the both of you here, accompanying me here and there where I had to go, I would have been so scared, frightened, alone. So thank you, thank you. And goodbye. That's right, I know you wish it were otherwise, and I wish it so too. But now, for now, it's time to go. Be well, my dears. Be well, sweet Seth, sweet Peter. Live well, live well. We carry on, it always thus must be. The moment came when the baby was due. I asked Joseph to boil the water, to call for the nurse, to help me stay with me, to not abandon or leave me to the awful loneliness of giving birth. But he was scared. I scared him. It was always so. He wanted so much for it to end, for me and what was inside of me that scared him so. He wanted that, all of that, and all of me to end, perhaps indeed to die. That for him might have concluded the case, my case, successfully, I suppose. But instead of a funeral, there was a birth. There was life. From out of me and all the terror and confusion, the shameful twitching limbs, the vast and empty sadnesses that had brought me first to that quiet room and to that serious man, to Joseph. And then, which finally made that Joseph flee. From all of that such unpropitious state came life. Something carried on. I carried on. We carry on.